想过要闻起来有耶稣的气味？
I doubt that any of us has ever given that question much thought.
我怀疑我们中会有很多人过多的考虑过这个问题。
Not very many, I'm sorry.
很少的。很少的有人过多的考虑过这个问题。
But there's a perfume maker in California, and where else, that promised exactly that.
但是有一个在加州的香水制造商，就许诺可以闻起来像耶稣。
The makers of a perfume called Virtue claim that if you were wear their perfume, you will smell exactly like Jesus.
这种叫美德的香水制造商声称，如果抹上他们的香水，你就会闻着像耶稣。
I'm not making this up.
我不是在编故事。
Using the Bible as a guide to what kind of plants were used as perfumes in the Holy Land when Jesus walked the earth, scientists at a company called IBI claim that virtue is a close approximation to what Christ and his followers would have smelled like.
用圣经做指导，根据圣经上提到的耶稣在地上的时候所提到的植物做香水原料，这个名叫 IBI 的香水公司的科学家们声称，美德这种香水闻起来最接近基督和他的门徒们的气味。
It's a sweet blend consisting mostly of apricot with a dash of frankincense and myrrh, which of course was given to the baby Jesus by the three wise men.
这是一个主要包括杏、乳香和墨药的甜蜜的融合，其中乳香和墨药是圣经中提到的三位东方博士献给圣婴耶稣的。
So there you have it.
所以你有了这样的香水。
You too can smell like Jesus.
你就可以闻起来像耶稣了。
Obviously that is absurd.
很显然这是非常荒谬的。
But it does lead us to a much more profound thought, which by writer Max Lucado.
但是它确实引起了我们更加深刻的思考。作家麦克斯·利卡豆就在他的《就像耶稣》这本书的开头提到了。
At the beginning of his book, Just Like Jesus, Lucado makes this statement, which I believe is quite important.
在他的这本书的开头，利卡豆使用了这个我认为很重要的说法。
God loves you just the way you are.
上帝爱你，爱的就是你现在的样子。
This is what he writes. But he refuses to leave you that way.
但是上帝拒绝让你总是这种样子。
He wants to be just like Jesus.
他希望你能成为像耶稣的样式。
Now, there's a statement you can take home with you.
现在这是一种可以你带回家的一个说法。
Let me say it again. God loves you just the way you are.
我再说一遍，上帝爱的就是你现在的样子。
But he refuses to leave you that way.
但是他拒绝让你总是这个样子。
He wants you to be just like Jesus.
他希望你能成为像耶稣的样式。
Sometimes I suspect that we modern people hear only the first of these words. God loves you just the way you are.
有时候我怀疑我们现在的人只听到最前面的那句话，上帝爱你就是你现在的样子。
And that suits us just fine.
而且这句话很适合我们。
We want God to accept us just as we are.
我们希望神能够接受我们，接受我们现在的样子。
And then we want him to leave us alone.
然后我们就希望他离我们而去。
After all, it's uncomfortable to change.
毕竟我们改变是非常不舒服的。
As long as God loves us just as we are,We've got it made.
只要神爱我们，就像我们是什么样还是什么样，我们是神创造的。
But I suspect Max Lucado is closer to the truth.
但是我怀疑 麦克斯·利卡豆的说法更接近于事实。
Here is the whole gospel.
这个事实贯穿了整个的福音书里。
God loves you just the way you are.
上帝爱的就是你现在的样子。
But he refuses to leave you that way.
但他拒绝让你总是这个样子。
He wants you to be just like Jesus.
他希望你能成为像耶稣的样子。
This is St. Paul's message to the church of Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5.
这是保罗，使徒保罗给腓立比教会的信息，在腓立比书二章一到五节里面，让我们听听保罗美丽而深刻的话。
For this reason, if, as it is of course the case, there's any encouragement or strengthening that comes from union with Christ. If, as is of course the case, there's any consolation provided by love, there's any common sharing in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. If, as is of course the case, there's any compassion and mercy.
所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Then make my joy complete by having the same attitude, having the same love, be united by the same purpose, and having the same attitude. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from vain or for empty glory or conceit.
你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
On the contrary, out of humility, value one another as more important than yourselves.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Every one of you should be concerned not for his own interests, but on the contrary, for the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
In the New International Version that we use, and also the Chinese Bible, the idea is don't only worry about your own interests, but also worry about other people's interests. But that's not what Paul writes. Paul's saying, don't worry at all about your own. Just worry about the other person's. So the New International Version is a little more, they feel it's more practical for people. That Paul is not very practical. Because he says, don't worry about all at all about yourself. Just worry about the other person. But they're saying, the translation is saying, no, first worry about yourself, then you can worry about others. So it's a little bit different in thinking.
在这个圣经的这个不同的版本里面，他们有不同的一个说法。在圣经的和合本里面，它更说的更实际，就是不要担心自己的事情，也要担心别人的事情。
Yeah. It's an NIV too. That's Paul to John. To one John, one shin and John. Be a wise to see. In your relationship to one another, have the same attitude as Jesus, Christ Jesus. Is that what you have?
Yeah. 你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Paul is encouraging the church at Philippi to live in harmony and humility following the example of Christ.
保罗鼓励腓立比的教会跟随基督的榜样，生活在和谐与谦卑中。
Be like Jesus, he is saying to them.
保罗对他们说，就像耶稣一样，谦卑自己。
Humble yourself, as he humbled himself.
谦卑自己，就像他谦卑他自己。
Be a servant, as he became a servant.
做一个仆人，就像耶稣取了奴仆的样式。
Have the same love. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or empty conceit.
你们要爱心相同，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
On the contrary, out of humility, value one another as more important than themselves.
相反，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Every one of you should be concerned not for his own interest, but on the contrary, for the interests of others.
你们每个人不要光顾自己的事情，也要顾念别人的事情。
In your relationship with one another, have the same attitude as Christ Jesus.
在你们彼此的关系中，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Note that St. Paul's words are directed to a church.
需要注意的是，使徒保罗的话是直接说给一个教会的。
This characterizes a healthy church where we humble ourselves and serve one another.
这代表了一个健康的教会的特征，就是说我们要谦卑自己，彼此服侍。
That wonderful preacher and teacher, Fred Craddock, tells about visiting a church one time where he was told to hold services on Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning.
弗雷德克拉多克是一位优秀的布道家和教师。有一次他讲述了他去一个教堂的事情。他本来是要在周五晚上、周六晚上和周日上午在那里讲道。
When he pulled into the parking lot of the church, a funeral was concluding.
当他刚在教堂的停车场停好车，一个葬礼正接近尾声。
People were moving to the automobiles, and the hearse was still there.
人们走向自己的汽车，灵车还停在那里。
The minister saw him, recognized him, and motioned for him to come over.
牧师看到了他，并认出了他。示意让他过来。
Craddock didn't want to intrude. He was just waiting until the funeral was over.
克拉多克不想打扰，他只是在等待葬礼结束。
He was standing next to the widow.
他站在失去丈夫的妇人旁边。
The pastor introduced her to Craddock, and Craddock felt an awkward.
牧师把这位寡妇介绍给克拉多克，克拉多克觉得非常别扭。
He said to her, "This is no time for you to meet strangers."
他对妇人说，这不是让你与陌生人见面的时候。
I'm sorry, and I'm really sorry about your loss.
对不起，我真的很抱歉，我很抱歉你失去了你的亲人。
Her husband had been killed in a car wreck and left her with four children.
她的丈夫是由于车祸遇害，留下了四个孩子。
He said, I know this is a very difficult time for you.
他说，我知道对你来说这是一个非常艰难的时刻。
She said, it is. So I won't be at the service tonight, but I'll be there tomorrow night when I'll be there Sunday morning.
妇人说，这是很艰难，所以我不会参加我不会来今天晚上的讲道了，但是我会在明天晚上来听讲道。并且我会在星期天的早上来。
Like any sensible and caring person, Craddock said, "Oh, you don't need to."
如同任何懂事理和有爱心的人一样，克拉多克说，哦，你不需要来。
Yes, I do, she said.
妇人说，我会来。
He said, "Well, what I meant was, I know it's a very hard time.
克拉托克说，我的意思是，我知道这是一个非常艰难的时刻。
She said, I know it's hard. It's already hard. But you see, this is my church, and they're going to see that my children and I are okay.
但是妇人说，我知道这很艰难，而且已经很难了。但是你看，这是我的教会，大家会看到我和我的孩子还行。
That is the way a church ought to function.
这才是一个教会应该发挥作用的方式。
That is the kind of church I hope we are trying to be.
这就是我希望我们努力成为的那种教会。
I like something that Ronald Nicholson once wrote. What is the quickest way to identify a great city? He asked.
我喜欢罗纳德·尼克森曾经这样写道，确定一个伟大的城市的最快的方法是什么？
Almost everyone knows that Paris is the home of the Eiffel Tower. Rome has the Colosseum. London has the Big Ben and the Tower Bridge.And Moscow has the Kremlin.
几乎每个人都知道，巴黎是埃菲尔铁塔的故乡，罗马有斗兽场，伦敦有大笨钟和塔桥，莫斯科有克林姆林宫。
Around the world, many cities have landmarks by which they are recognized.
在世界各地，许多城市都有大家公认的标志。
Even small towns and villages.Often have unique features that give them a special identity.
即使是小的城镇和乡村，也经常有其独特的标志，使他们与其不与大与众不同。
Other cities are famous for what happens there.
其他的城市以他们城市里发生的事情而著名。
Los Angeles makes movies. Cannes has its annual film festival. New Orleans has Mardi Gras.
洛杉矶是电影城，戛纳有一年一度的电影节，新奥尔良有狂欢节。
Even if it's only apple butter making days or midwinter ice fishing festival, communities identify themselves in distinctive ways.
即使有的社区只是有给苹果涂上黄油的日，或者是冬天的在冰里钓鱼的这种节日，也让这些社区以其独特的方式与众不同。
Then Nicholson asked this question. So what is it that identifies the Christian community, the church as such?
然后尼克森问了一个这样的问题，那么什么是基督徒团体或者是教会的标志呢？
What is the landmark that makes us recognizable to the world?
是什么让世人识别我们与众不同的标志呢？
It is our loyalty to Christ, of course, but that is not all.
当然包括我们对耶稣基督的忠诚，但这并不是全部。
Jesus himself said, By this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
耶稣自己在约翰福音十三章三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Therefore, the identifying landmark in the church is love.
因此，识别教会的标志就是爱。
What a beautiful statement about what the church is meant to be.
这是描述教会是什么样的一个多么美丽的语句啊。
Have the same love, says St. Paul.
使徒保罗说，爱心相同。
Don't do anything from selfish ambition or empty conceit.
不可贪图自己的野心和虚浮的荣耀。
On the contrary, out of humility, value one another as more important than themselves.
相反，出于谦卑，看别人比自己强。每个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Every one of you should be concerned not for his own interests, but on the contrary, for the interests of other people.
每个人不要只顾自己的利益，也要顾及别人的利益。
in your relationship to one another, have the same attitude as Christ Jesus.
在你们与彼此的关系中，要与耶稣基督有同样的态度。
A healthy church is one where people look out for one another.
一个健康的教会是人们能够互相关心彼此。
Stanley Garfinkel had a song back in the early 70s that has become a classic.
西蒙和加克芬尔有一首在70年代初的歌，这首歌后来成为经典。
It's called Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water.
这首歌的名字叫《就像湍流水上的桥》。
Some of you may remember the lyrics.
你们当中有些人可能还记得歌词。
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side when times get rough, and friends just can't be found. Like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down.
当你疲惫的时候，当你感觉渺小的时候，当你的眼睛里含有泪水的时候，我将你所有的眼泪擦干，我会在你的身边。当时间变得粗野，当找不到朋友，就像湍流水上的桥，我会把我自己放下。
That's how we should be in the church.
这就是我们应该在教会中做到的。
There's an interesting phrase that has entered our common vernacular in recent years.
近年来有一个有趣的词组进入了我们的共同语言。
It is the phrase, I've got your back.
这个词组是说我在你的背后。
If I say to someone, especially someone in a difficult situation, I have your back, it means I'll be there for you, I'll look out for you, and I will help you if you're in trouble.
如果我对某个人说，特别是这个人在困难的时候，我在你的背后，这意味着我会在那里支持你，关心你，帮助你从困难中走出来。
One literal application occurs all the time in football.
这种文字的应用发生在这个橄榄球场上。
According to Michael Lewis's book from a few years ago, The Blind Side, which was later turned into an inspiring movie, the most important players after the quarterback is the left tackle.
迈克尔·刘易斯几年前写了一本书，书名是叫《看不见的一面》。后来这本书被拍成了一个非常鼓舞人心的电影。在橄榄球赛中，排在四分卫后的第二个重要的位置是左截锋。
Lewis explains the importance of these anonymous but essential offensive linemen, as he tells the story of Michael Otto, who became a star left tackle for the NFL Baltimore Ravens.
在书里，刘易斯讲述了迈克尔·奥哈尔的故事，他解释了这些默默无名但是必不可少的进攻人员的重要性。
According to Lewis, since most quarterbacks are right-handed, the left tackle's main role is to prevent his quarterback from being hit from behind, unseen.
迈克尔·奥哈尔后来成为美国橄榄球联盟中巴尔的摩乌鸦队非常强大的左截锋。根据刘易斯所说，因为大多数的四分卫是右撇子，左截锋的主要作用是防止他的四分卫被人从背后看不见的地方攻击。
As athletic and as ferocious as today's linebackers and defensive ends are, it takes a special person to do this.
由于当今的后卫线和防守端的凶猛，他需要一个特别的人来做到这一点。
Left tackles must weigh more than 300 pounds and have enormous strength, but they must also be quick on their feet.
左截锋必须体重在300磅以上，同时拥有巨大的力量，而且他们的脚步也必须非常快。
Teams are willing to pay for such a player.
如今球队都愿意花很大的价钱来支付这样的球员。
Arthur grew up in abject poverty, and he recently signed a contract worth more than $13 million.
欧哈尔，一个从小在非常贫困的环境中成长起来的球员，他最近签署了一个价值超过$1,300万的合同。
Of course, the quarterback whom he's protecting makes much more.
当然，他所保护的四分卫挣得更多。
I wish it always paid that well to have someone else's back.
我希望在后面支持的人能够永远有好的回报。
Unfortunately, it does not.
但是不幸的是，事实却不是这样。
But it is one way to lay up treasures in heaven.
但是这是一种积财宝在天上的方式。
The testimony of Scripture is that God always has our back, and we are to have one another's back.
圣经的见证是，神总是在我们背后支持我们。
Or as an astounding half-fundal analogy, God is our bridge over troubled water. And we are seek to be bridge for one another.
我们要彼此在后面相互支持，或者如同西蒙和加克芬尔的比喻，神是我们的湍流的水上的桥，我们寻求彼此为桥梁。
This is the meaning of Christian community, and this is how God judges churches.
这是基督教会的意义。这也是神如何判定一个教会的标准。
Our church may not be the largest in our city. We may not give an extraordinary amount of mission money in comparison to larger, more affluent churches. But we can still be an extraordinary church if we will be there for one another, if we will look out for one another, if we will help out one another when we are in trouble.
我们的教会可能不是在我们城市里最大的教会，与更大更富有的教会相比，我们可能永远不会奉献出不平凡的数额的资金给某项事工，但我们仍然可以是一个不平凡的教会。如果我们在一起彼此扶持，互相关心，帮助彼此从困难中走出来。
Another good analogy for the church is a flock of geese making its way across the sky.
另外一个很好的比喻，对教会的很好的比喻是一群在天空中飞翔的大雁。
You're familiar with this analogy.
你可能对这个比喻很熟悉。
It contains several elements.
它包含了几个要素。
As each goose flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the birds that follow.
由于每只大雁扇动它的翅膀，它就对后面跟从的大雁起到了一个托生的作用。
By flying in a V formation, the flock adds 71% extra flying range.
通过飞行在 V 型的雁阵中，雁群增加了71%的额外飞行的范围。
In the same way, church people who share a sense of community can help each other get where they are going more easily because they are holding one another up.
同样的，教会里的人如果有社区的意识，可以互相帮助彼此，更容易的到达目的地，因为他们彼此互相拖着彼此。
We are told that when a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and the resistance of flying alone.
当我们被告知，当一只大雁从雁阵上掉下来，它会突然觉得独自飞行的阻力和脱力。
It quickly moves back to take advantage of the lifting power of the birds in front.
它会利用前面的大雁的提升力的优势，迅速地移回雁群当中。
If we are as wise as those geese, we will also stay in formation with those headed where we want to go.
如果我们也像大雁那么聪明的话，我们也将留在与我们目标一致的阵型中。
We are willing to accept their help and give our help to others.
我们愿意接受他们的帮助，也愿意给予我们的帮助。
When the lead goose tires, it drops back in the formation, and another flies to the point position.
当领头的大雁累了，它就退到雁阵的后面，由另外一只大雁飞到领头的位置。
This is how the leadership of a church ought to work.
这是教会的领导层应该做到的工作的样式。
We take turns doing the hard tasks.
我们轮流完成艰难的任务。
We respect and protect each other's unique engagement, arrangement of skills, capabilities, talents, and resources.
我们尊重和保护彼此特有的技能、能力、才能和资源的安排。
The geese flying in formation honk to encourage those up front to keep up their speed.
在雁阵中飞行的大雁有时候会发出喇叭似的鸣叫声，以鼓励那些飞在前面的大雁保持他们的速度。
We do a lot of honking in the church.
我们在教会中做很多鸣喇叭鼓劲的事情。
We need to make sure our honking is positive and encouraging.
我们需要确保我们鸣的喇叭是积极的，是令人鼓舞的。
In churches where there is encouragement, production is much greater. Individual empowerment results from quality honking.
在教会中，鼓励多的时候，生产力也会大得多。个体的生产力的多少，取决于鸣喇叭的质量。
When a goose gets sick, two geese drop out of formation and follow it to help and protect it.
当一只大雁生病了，两只大雁会从雁阵中飞下来，跟着生病的大雁，帮助它，保护它。
They have this goose's back.
他们在这只大雁的背后。
They stand by each other in difficult times.
他们在艰难的时刻站在彼此的旁边。
A church family is to study the life of Jesus, says St. Paul.
使徒保罗说，一个教会大家庭是学习耶稣基督的生命。
And to have the same love.
爱心相同。
Don't do anything from selfish ambition or empty conceit.
做任何事不要出于自私的野心和虚浮的荣耀。
On the contrary, out of humility, value one another as more important than yourself.
相反，出于谦卑，要看别人比自己更重要。
Every one of you should be concerned.Not for his own interests, but on the contrary, for the interests of others.
你们每个人不要单顾自己的利益，相反，也要顾及别人的利益。
Can you imagine what our church would be like if we took these words literally?
你能想象，如果我们只是从字面上了解这些话，我们的教会是什么样？
We often say that the church.Is the body of Christ.
我们常说教会是基督的肢体。
That doesn't mean that we cover ourselves with a special perfume so that we can smell like Jesus. But it does mean that we ought to live like Jesus and to serve like Jesus.
这并不意味着我们给自己涂了一种特殊的香水，所以我们就会闻起来像耶稣。它的真正的意义是我们应该生活的像耶稣基督，像耶稣基督那样服侍。
This means that the church ought to be willing to lay down its life in order to fulfill its mission.
这就是说，教会应该愿意放下自己，以完成它的使命。
Think this through for a few minutes.
好好想一想这句话。
Did you know that it is not our job to protect the church?
你知道吗？保护教会不是我们的工作。
So many churches are fixated on making sure that the church survives.
许多教会都专注于确保教会能够生存下来。
Our task is not survival, but service.
我们的任务不是让教会生存，而是服侍。
So many churches have been unwilling to take controversial stands because they might lose influential members.
因此，许多教会一直不愿意采取有一些争议的立场，因为他们可能会失去非常有影响力的教会成员。
So many churches have been unwilling to serve the least and the lowest because they might not mix well with their church family.
许多教会一直不愿意服侍最少数的群体和最弱势的群体，因为这些人可能无法与他们的教会家庭融合。
They might soil our carpet and get stains on our lovely furniture.
这些人搞不好会弄脏我们的地毯，弄脏我们可爱的家具。
Some churches get to a crossroads in their church's life when a bold move of faith is called for, but they shrink back.
有些教会到了一个教会生活的十字路口，当一个大胆的信念举动被呼召，他们却退缩了。
Out of fear, they think they must protect the church at all costs.
出于恐惧，他们认为自己必须不惜一切代价保护教会。
What if Christ had this attitude with his own body?
如果基督对他的肢体有这样的态度，会是什么样？
But that's not what he did, is it?
但是他没有这样做，是不是？
Listen to the rest of Paul's words in our lesson from Philippians. In your relationship with one another, have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, who even though he was existing in the visible form of God,He did not consider equality with God as something to use for his own advantage. On the contrary, he emptied himself by taking the visible form of slave and being born in human form and having appeared as a human being. He humbled himself by becoming obedient all the way to death, even as far as a death on the cross.
听一听保罗在腓立比书中教训我们的话，在彼此的关心中，在彼此的关系中，当以耶稣基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For this very reason, God exalted him to the highest position of power and has graciously given to him the name that is greater than any other name, so that a name given to Jesus, every knee should bow, all beings in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
To live like Jesus is to love and serve one another, and to lay down our life for the world.
活得像耶稣基督是爱和彼此服侍，并为世人放下我们自己。
Years ago, Chuck Swindoll told about a very disturbing case that came before the courts in the state of Massachusetts back in the 1920s.
几年前，查克·斯文德讲述了在1920年左右。在马萨诸塞州法庭有一个令人非常不安的案例。
It concerned a man who had been walking along a pier when suddenly he tripped over a rope and fell into the cold, deep waters of that ocean bay.
他说的是一个人一直沿着码头走的时候，突然被一根绳子绊倒，掉进了很冷、很深的海湾。
He came up sputtering, screaming for help, and then sank.Beneath the surface.
这个人探出水面大喊救命，随后又沉没在水面下面。
For some reason, he was unable to swim or to stay afloat.
出于某种原因，他无法游泳，也无法漂浮。
His friends heard his faint cries from a distance, but they were too far away to rescue him.
他的朋友在远处听到他微弱的呼喊声，但是他们太遥远了，以至于无法去营救他。
But within only a few yards was a young man lounging on a deck chair, sunbathing.
但是就在纸马在就在离这个落水的人几码之内，有一个年轻的男子懒洋洋地躺在躺椅上，在享受着日光浴。
Not only could the sunbather hear the drowning man plead help, I can't swim. He was also an excellent swimmer.
这个晒太阳的人不仅可以听到落水者喊救命，我不会游泳，他还是一名优秀的游泳运动员。
But the tragedy is that he did nothing.
但是可悲的是，这个晒太阳的人什么都没有做。
He only turned his head to watch indifferently.As the man finally sank and drowned.
他只是转过头去，默然地看着这个男子，终于沉默淹死了。
The family of the victim was so upset by that display of extreme indifference that they sued the sunbather.
受害者的家庭对于显示出来的极端的冷漠感到非常沮丧，他们起诉了这个晒太阳的人。
The result, they lost the case.
但是结果呢？他们败诉了。
With a measure of reluctance, the court ruled that a man on a dock has no legal responsibility whatsoever to try to save the drowning man's life.
虽然有些勉强，但是法院最后裁定，在码头上的晒太阳的男子对于没有试图挽救溺水者的生命不承担任何法律责任。
There's a world of need outside the doors of this church.
在我们这个所教会的大门之外有很多的需求。
Nobody's going to sue us if we look away, if we ignore their lead.
如果我们把目光移开，忽视这些需求，没有人会起诉我们。
Only God will know.
只有上帝知道。
But think what that means. God will know.
但是想想这是什么意思呢？上帝最终会知道。
St. Paul was writing to the church when he said that we have to have the same attitude as Christ Jesus.
当使徒保罗给教会写信时，他说：“我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。”
Our job is not to protect the church, but ask the church to love and to serve one another, and be willing to lay down our life for those.Outside our doors.
我们的工作不是为了保护教会，而是作为教会要彼此相爱，彼此服侍，愿意为我们在我们大门之外的人放下我们自己，放下我们的生命。
Love for one another, love for the world. This is what means to live like Jesus.
彼此相爱，为这个世界彼此相爱。这才是生活的像主耶稣基督的真正含义。
Did you have a question back there? No, no.Do you want to hear that song, Bridge of Troubled Water? That's the matter. It's very short.
So, Simus 可能想让放一下那个那首歌，刚才Over Troubled Water, Lay Down, yeah, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Bye. 也是要谢谢司牧师给我们今天。